This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Rim. Things got a bit scary for the Vikings yesterday in London, but eventually they figured it out and rallied past Cleveland 21-17. The decisive points were scored with just 25 seconds left when Jordan Addison caught a 12-yard TD strike from Carson Wentz, the quarterback, who says,
"Simple route, simple concept, but he saw the coverage and converted his route, and the ball had to come out. You know, I wasn't going to take a sack in that situation given where we are on the field, so I just tried to put it high and give him a chance, and he made a heck of a play."
And he did do just that. Wentz says he was frustrated earlier in the game by some failed drives.
"You know, you walk off the field punting the ball again, frustrated, especially given opportunities. Defense was stepping up late in the game like that, and we had a couple chances and just didn't finish the way we wanted to, but I'm glad we got that last chance down the end there. The guys made plays to get it done."
Wentz finished 26 for 34 for 236 passing yards. Addison had 5 grabs for 41 yards. Justin Jefferson hauled in 7 receptions for 123. Wentz says one of the highlights for him was how well the makeshift offensive line played in this one.
"I'm so proud of those guys. I mean, for guys to do what they did today in a unique week over here all week, coming into the game, we were down a handful of guys. You know, Blake Brendel starting first game at center, Joe Huber starting for the first time ever, Justin School starting at right tackle, then flipping to left tackle against arguably, you know, one of the best defensive ends in the world. You know, those things are not easy to do. And for them to keep fighting, keep battling, you know, guys made mistakes. That happens. I made mistakes. But the way they battled and kept fighting, I'm so proud of those guys."
Minnesota will now be on a bye this week. They'll host the defending Super Bowl champion Philadelphia Eagles on Sunday, October 19th. Philly lost at home to Denver yesterday and will face the New York Giants this coming Thursday. No good news for the Gopher football team on Saturday night. They lost at top-ranked Ohio State 42-3. And the 10th-ranked Gopher volleyball team beat Northwestern yesterday in Evanston in 4 sets. For more Minnesota sports info, go to MinnesotaNewsNetwork.com. This is MNN Sports.